Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Certainly an exciting time for you coming up Tuesday with the primary election for the Buffalo mayoral race. How do you feel that your campaign has gone in the weeks and days leading up to Election Day?
You know, I'll say from the very start, the media in particular tried to write me off as a undercard or a wild card. But my message has been resonating and building momentum across people, wide spectrums of people across the city of Buffalo, east and west, north and south Buffalo. It's the fact that I'm able to see people. My campaign isn't about raising millions of dollars, it's about raising our community up. And people are starting to recognize that. I've been a part of the forums. I've been leading the conversations, debates. And also been doing the real work of how to transform the city of Buffalo, and that, you know, we're facing a lot of structural and systemic issues. How can we really address the systems to make change in the city of Buffalo? I think that we can't keep expecting a new Buffalo from the same old leaders who've been just giving us a status quo. We need new vision and bold dynamic leadership, and that's what my candidacy represents, and that's what people are starting to learn. Tomorrow's going to be a really big day as to see what the people will decide. I'm sure we recognize the qualifications, lived experience, and the expertise to actually move Buffalo forward, that my candidacy starts to ring at the lead.
What do you feel that you've accomplished well in particular with your campaign?
I would say that, you know, my life experience of, you know, being born and raised in Buffalo, one of the most challenged parts of the Buffalo, which is pretty much one of the most challenged parts in the country, and being able to navigate to the heights, you know, learning some of the greatest minds and doing some of the most impossible things. I say that showing people that Buffalo is possible, that Buffalo, you know, does have greatness in it, and we all have the capacity to do it. This candidacy really represents a more of an inclusive we than just me, right? It's less about me and what I can do. It's how can we come together as one city to move Buffalo forward. So, you know, I think I've been able to come without having to use jargon, without having to, you know, rely so much on big donors and deep pockets, but to really mobilize, engage, and do a ground game of connecting with people and bringing, making sure that they are at the center of everything that I do.
Once Tuesday's primary comes and goes, if you are on the short end of it, and you know there is another candidate that did win for the Democratic ballot, what's next for you? Are you planning to continue to run for mayor, or is there something else that you're hoping to pursue?
No. I won't be running. So most of the candidates are running on third line ballots, which is kind of not so Democratic. Typically, it's been customary that when you run as a Democrat and you lose a primary, that you bow gracefully. But we see right now that the reason why everybody is running on independent lines and third party lines is because they're fighting for power, not for progress. And that's a real issue. I'm running as a Democrat of this city. And I plan to, if the people choose, you know, they're elected, to really consider if that person will receive my support. But more ultimately, you know, I'm a change agent. I don't plan on running for office again. It's been a long, tedious process. I've been away from work for quite a while. So I don't see myself actually continuing it. I'll take it as a note. And there are other ways that I could serve. But, you know, in terms of running for office again, I know people try to say, oh, he's a young guy, so he'll be back around. No, that's not it. We need Buffalo's leadership to change now, transform right now, because Buffalo can't wait. There's so many structural systemic issues in the city that needs to be addressed now. That I'm young, I have new vision, I have bold and dynamic leadership, I have the qualifications to outrank almost every person. When I think about, you know, some of the biggest talking points about experience versus ability, I think about, you know, the best analogy that I have is Josh Allen. You know, there's a lot of quarterbacks in the league that might have more experience than Josh Allen, but I would say Josh Allen is a lot better than those experienced quarterbacks in the league. So you have to anticipate, you know, what is it really that we're looking for? Because people can tout their experience as they got in the city of Buffalo. You know, potholes, underperforming schools, just more talk, red tape at City Hall. We need to make sure that we're electing an official who knows how to manage the cities, the systems, and cut red tape. And when you look into all that and you really have discernment, you'll see that I lead on the top of that.
With the primary election coming up Tuesday, any final messages to pass along to voters who have not cast their ballots yet?
Get out and vote. Get out and engage. Yo, your power as a voter is no more powerful than at the local level. I mean, I know when we talk about presidential elections and statewide elections, it gets really abstract really fast. But with five candidates running, and this is the first time there's been a primary of this size, three of them happen to be people of color or black. You know, this is a diversity of ideas and perspectives and points. And the local level is where everything matters, you know, your garbage collections, your potholes, the economy, like things that really impact the day-to-day life of a community resident. It's at the local election. There's five people running. Like, get to learn all of them. Know who they are, where the platform stands on. I'd love to have your support for this election. I do think that I am the most qualified person running. I am the most talented person running to actually move the needle on our most intractable issues. So, you know, play a role. This race could come down to just one vote. Literally, it can come down to one vote. Five candidates with a city the size of Buffalo, five candidates running, like one or two votes will really tip this thing over. So please get out and vote. And don't vote based off of fear, but vote based off of hope. Who do you think has the best chance of actually bringing hope to the city of Buffalo? It's so much despair. You know, so many people feel like life is impossible. They have to choose between groceries or rent. You know, people can't afford their mortgages, let alone fix the roofs. They have to drive down Main Street with so many potholes. But meanwhile, you know, people only talk about how much money they've raised and who it's come from. We're not really addressing systemically the issues that we're having at hand. Structural racism is killing our people. Like that Tops massacre happened because someone was able to exploit our systematic inefficiencies. We have a deficit of tens of millions of dollars at last count. A school system that's underperforming. There's so many things that we need to be engaged with. And the first thing we have to do is vote. That's just the basics. After that, we have to become more engaged in our community, be active political participants in the system. But at the very least, vote. Vote, vote, vote.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.